National Guard. Right.
Ron Owens, KGO Radio. Still got a little thing in that throat, so forgive a bit of the raspiness, but we got much to talk about. Armstrong and Getty been talking about it all morning, as well they should have. We're going to do the same this hour, and that is talk about what is going on with the National Guard. Just in case you didn't hear it, nearly 10,000 soldiers, many of whom had served multiple combat tours, have been ordered to repay large enlistment bonuses, and if they didn't have the money or didn't pay, interest charges, wage garnishments, tax liens, all go into them. After the audits revealed there was widespread overpayments by the California Guard at the height of the war's last decade. The irony is just last week we talked with Jonathan Coors, investigative reporter for The Nation who specializes in military and veterans issues. Boy, we were talking from Washington, D.C. Now we're talking Sacramento. Unbelievable. Good morning, Joshua.
It's good to be with you, Ron.
Joshua, for people who haven't been studying this for years, it's just a shock and a half. Having listened to you last week, it's not as much of a shock, though I'm still pissed.
It's awful. And you remember we had a caller right at the top of the hour who was furious at us, saying that there's no way that soldiers are returning their enlistment bonuses. That's just not what the military does. And this week's been a cold splash of water for all those who think that the money put in our wounded soldiers' pockets are there to stay.
Well, this is from the National Guard, so it's under the control of the governor, correct?
That's right. That's right. But a lot of these soldiers were serving side by side with our other units. We're talking about 9,700 current and retired soldiers. They've already recovered $22 million in bonuses from their pockets.
$22 million. And I would presume most of these young men and women don't have the money to come up with.
No. In fact, a lot of the reporting has been heartbreaking when you see the devastation on these families. You know, you and I spoke the other day about how 22 soldiers every day are committing suicide due to the pressures on them when they come home from war. A lot of these soldiers from the Guard, their families are shattered by not just having to return their bonuses, but when they don't pay, the tax liens, the garnished wages, the interest placed on them, that $22 million goes far beyond what the military falsely paid to begin with.
Now, why do they have that money, and why did they falsely pay it? Were they not keeping up with the recruitment numbers, or what?
Well, in 2006 and 2007, there was a great pressure on the upper echelon of the military to bring folks into the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. You can imagine when things were quite bloody, it was not the easiest sell. And so they would have meetings with a lot of the recruits, tell them, hey, if you stay with us, this is a great way to continue your career and get bonuses of up to $15,000 if you qualify for special forces. We read this week that Army Master Sergeant Tony Jaffe ended up spending 30 months in prison for passing out $15.2 million in false claims. This is a widespread problem, and the fact that it's being solved by grabbing that money back from the soldiers is outrageous. Ron, you recall that there was so much money paid into Iraq that simply disappeared. The same thing in Afghanistan. A lot of the billions of dollars we invested in those two countries, it's gone and no one knows precisely where it went.
Well, would that include some of the California money we're talking about right now?
No, but it's just the idea that when money disappears in other venues, the military says, well, that was a misadventure. There's nothing we can do. Here, when some of the money gets placed in the soldiers' pockets, they have an easy mark. They can come back and they can grab the money back. And I'll have to tell you, what really galled me is listening to the explanations a lot of these top commanders. One of them said that if there were any problems that the soldiers had with having to pay back these bonuses, they could simply take their grievances up with the Army Board of Correction of Military Records.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you say they had like 3,000 cases and not one was held up, not one appeal?
That's right.
Yeah.
There was a recent study by Fusion Television. Alyssa Figueroa looked at 3,000 cases of soldiers that had to give back their signing bonuses because of pre-existing conditions that were discovered after they were wounded. And of those 3,000 cases, zero were overturned by the corrections board.
Yeah, which is kind of what I said, but let's get to this part, because this is in the LA Times what got to me. Even Guard officials concede that taking back the money from the military veterans is, and I'm sure this word is too light, but it's distasteful. Here's a quote from Major General Matthew Brevers, deputy commander of the California Guard. He said, at the end of the day, the soldiers end up paying the highest price. We'd be more than happy to absolve these people of their debts. We just can't do it. We'd be breaking the law.
Yeah, that's right. This idea that they're stuck, so the soldiers are stuck. I obviously have some empathy for those commanders who were being forced to carry out the laws following this audit, but these families are being ripped apart.
One of the first things that came to me when reading this is, could they declare bankruptcy, or is this one of those things that bankruptcy would not cover?
I think they could declare bankruptcy.
And absolve themselves of that debt.
Or they could, you know, some of the families are investing a large portion of their family earnings. A lot of them now, their credit is ruined. They can't get a home loan. And these are people who have served, you know, over 20 years often, some of them severely wounded with traumatic brain injury because of the service that they elected to do, in part because they were lured in by these large bonuses. Now, after they serve, after they're wounded, the bonuses are grabbed right back out of their pocket.
Last question, Joshua. Is there anything that can be done on this? Remember, you were asked that question when you were talking about the Army, the Navy, et cetera. Now you're talking about the National Guard here in California. Is there anything that could be done or that people who are listening could do?
Well, listening is just to get educated. For the soldiers themselves, I would recommend they go to joshuacors.com, K-O-R-S. There, at joshuacors.com/list, L-I-S-T, you can find a fantastic list of organizations with legal representation. Some of these soldiers can fight it. And Ron, as you know, a lot of these soldiers have gotten together and put together a class action lawsuit that's going to be heard in January. So we'll see if that has any success. But I have to say, having reported on these veterans' issues for over a decade, I wouldn't bank on it.
But final question. I mean, let's put it this way. If they are ordered to stop getting this money, stop collecting the money, then they'd still have to make up the money some other way. So they obviously have it. Why don't they just pay it out and let it go at that?
Yeah, it's a mystery. How these budgets are distributed could be a whole horror film in itself. Oftentimes the soldiers, and especially the wounded soldiers, are the last people that the organization seems to care about.
Joshua, by the way, is going to be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock at Dwinnell Hall on the UC Berkeley campus. The event is free, but you need a ticket to attend, and all you have to do to register for a ticket, go to his website, jonathancors.com, K-O-R-S is Kors. Joshua, I keep calling you Jonathan. Joshua, thank you so much for being on with us. It's a horrible story, but at least we got somebody really doing something about it.
Well, you know, it's good to see that these soldier stories are getting out there into the
public. Are they ever? Thanks again. Wow. Joshua Kors is, like I say, he's an investigative reporter for The Nation magazine, and he specializes in military and veterans issues. And then we do the show last week, hear all of these horrible things, get up this morning, and here it is in the LA Times, top story. It's just frightening. I don't know what could be done. I can't imagine anybody isn't as furious about this as he is. I am. Armstrong and Getty were doing an hour on it. I mean, everybody just says, how is this possible? These are people who are serving to protect us, and we treat them like crap when they come home, and now it's more than that. It's not enough. No, the VA doesn't take care of you. Too bad. But by the way, you owe us money. And by the way, here's a little late fee we'll tack on too. Oh, can't pay it? Well, go to work and we'll garnish your wages. Unbelievable. 808-0810, your thoughts. Welcome. I'm Ron Owens. It's 1015 on KGO.